Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and those folks that make the best patio furniture in the whole world, called By the Yard. Before we hear from Jim, let's talk a little bit about Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. That is Cardinal Corner. They say again that this time of the year, think of those nesting birds, starting with wood ducks and bluebirds. Speaking of which, Cardinal Corner has those beautiful Peterson bluebird kits that'll help you track the bluebirds to your yard or maybe even start a bluebird trail. Of course, they have the freshest bird seed you're going to find anywhere in town at Cardinal Corner. And have you signed up for their monthly newsletter yet? All kinds of tips and stories. Just go to cardinalcorner.com to sign up. We hope you stop in and see Lee and Pam. They're located in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. They always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556. Or again, online at cardinalcorner.com. Pay him a visit, though. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Happy Easter to you, Jim, and your family. It's officially 12 degrees in the Twin Cities.
Oh, 12. Okay. Well, we're out a little farther away, so it's 9.
Single digit. Wow.
And as our listeners probably know, I'm calling from the northwest side of Lake Waconia. About 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. But I've been watching this full moon. It's low in the west. You probably saw it in your rearview mirror on the way to work.
Absolutely.
Morning.
I sure did.
and I'm out there at nine above just a few minutes ago and listening to black-capped chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches calling their spring songs. And off in the distance, heard the double squawk of a ringneck pheasant and several red-winged blackbirds trilling, just like you'd hear on a normal spring morning. So, Julie Brophy, who lives in Victoria, she and Bill in Victoria, said that huge numbers of dark-eyed juncos. So it's like the ground was crawling with it. She noticed that yesterday, yeah, for the first time, and we did here too. We've always had a few here all winter, but now just many, many of them. So the moon is low in the west, and March 31st was the second full moon in March and called the Blue Moon. Consulting astronomer Rod Nerdahl says that it's unusual to have, you know, two blue moons, that's two different months, in the same year. It happened in 1999, 19 years ago, and the next time will be in 2037, 19 years from now. Wow. And Danny, this Chinese space station.
Oh, yes.
Is supposed to fall out of orbit. Rod Nerdahl says that the latest is that possibly between 7 p.m. tonight, Central Daylight Time, and 3 a.m. Monday morning, it should come in. But no, like, zero chance of it striking North America.
So there's no chance it's going to hit in the U.S.?
Yeah, according to the orbits and what he has studied and looked at and read about and so on. He really keeps track of these things.
Very good.
And then he said, look up tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock or, you know, close to that. Mars and Saturn have been close together, and they're going to be at their closest point, just a little over a degree apart, tomorrow morning about 6. You look in the south-southeast. So that's for astronomy. Now, and this is astronomy too, sunrise was 6:54 this Easter Sunday morning, and sunset 7:41. So, Denny, that gives us 12 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. I know it's cold out there, but boy, if you get in a place out of the wind, by the way, there's little or no wind out here now, get in a place that you can just feel that sunlight on you.
You really can. Sure. That's true.
Yes. But, and Denny, this is the same amount of sunlight as we expect to have on September 10th. So, you know, these days are getting long.
They are, and it's doing its job even in the 20-degree range. It's melting. So
I know. Did you know, like yesterday, we had 2 inches of snow and, you know, some ice from some rain. And, yeah, I went out and shoveled, but our whole driveway just cleared off.
Yep, exactly.
That's what happens in this time of the year. Anyway, we're gaining 3 minutes and a few seconds of daylight each day. We've gained 22 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And as of today, exactly 4 hours of daylight has been gained since December 21st, the winter solstice. 4 hours. That's great. And we still have 2 hours, 49 minutes of daylight to gain by June 21st, the June, or what we call summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal high for the day is 50. The normal low, 31. Records for day. Get this when you think about it. 12 above at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport right now. 12 above. Okay, just think of this now. The record high for the day, 84 in the Twins. This is Twin Cities now. This is in Phoenix. 84 set in 2015, just 3 years ago. But on the other hand, the record low is 9, set in 1975. And if I look at Pioneer Records, there was a +1 recorded at Fort Snelling on this date in 1843, a +1. The most snow we received on this date in recorded history, 4.6 inches on this date in 2002. And now this moon will set at 7:41. People can watch it go down, and will rise again tonight at 9:07. And our next full moon is April 29th. A year ago today, April 1st, 2017, we had a low of 35 and a high of 66 in the Twin Cities. Migrating common loons were seen on Twin Cities area lakes as they were moving north, and they had arrived in some of the northern lakes, which were losing their ice covers. Lawns were starting to green up. This is a year ago today. Silver maples were blooming and quaking aspen trees shedding pollen, and the western chorus frogs were calling. Also on April 1st, the ice out date last year for Lake Osakis, that's in Todd and Douglas counties, Big Sauk Lake, which is right near Sauk Center, and Rock Lake near McGregor. Ice out April 1st, 2017. Ice out for Lake Minnetonka last year was March 27th. Now, thinking about that, right now, Tom Theogis lives on Gilmore, at the edge of Gilmore Lake. That's near a little town of Dorset in Hubbard County. 26 inches of ice there, and then plus a lot of snow on top of the ice. Last year, the ice out date for Upper Bottle Lake, that's also in Hubbard County, was April 5th. And now the ice cover is 24 inches with snow on the top. That's according to Bill Jones. And I have another ice out date. This would have been Little Rock Lake near Rice in Benton County. Ice out last year was March 29th. And now, according to Jim Hovda, 28 inches of ice covers the lake. So it's, you know, huge difference. Maple syruping reports. I've got lots of good reports on maple syruping. Our neighbors, Jeff and Lynn Keenholz, have just 10 taps out just to make enough maple syrup for their family and for friends. But they made their first batch of maple syrup last weekend, and they said the syrup has turned out beautifully this year. Clark Macnamus from East Bay Sugarbrush, located near the northeast side of Lake Waconia, says that this could end up being a good year, but it's been slow getting started. He said the quality of the syrup this year, though, is awesome. Don and Mary Summers from Summers Cogan Sugarbush in Minnetrista, they have 1,000 taps out and are using the modern vacuum and tube setup. They're able to collect 750 gallons of sap this past Friday. That was their best run of the season, at least so far. Sugar content has been averaging 2.5%. With the help of their son Peter and their daughter Erica, they boiled sap and made 57 gallons of syrup this past Friday from sap collected during the week. Diane and Dave Hearing, who have a sugar bush on their farm near Waterville, made their 5th batch of syrup yesterday. The syrup has a great flavor. They had their best sap flow this past Friday. That had been just the 30th of March. They collected 120 gallons from 114 taps. And sugar content for them has been right around 3%. Diane and Dave Hearing also report that the Cannon River is open, and so when it enters Lake Sakata, it makes some more open water, and at Warsaw by Wells Lake, some open water there too, and that's making for lots of waterfowl arriving, these migrating waterfowl up and coming in. Friday, Dave at 6:30, Dave Hearing heard wild turkey gobbling. Yesterday, there was an influx of dark-eyed juncos in their yard, too. And the past Wednesday, on the warm day of Wednesday, the temperature in the low 50s, they noticed green leaves, just tiny, tiny new green leaves on violets and bedstraw. Those are a couple wildflowers in their sugar bush. That's there in near Waterville. Tundra swans have returned to southeastern Minnesota and the open Mississippi River from the East Coast, where they winter from the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland area to North Carolina. And they'll be heading to the Arctic Circle, but they're hanging around now the Mississippi River area because of open water. But they also move out into fields. Father Martin Siebenaller from Hastings saw hundreds of tundra swans in a field near Hastings yesterday. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northville last Sunday saw about 500 tundra swans in a field near Hastings and hundreds more in corn and soybean stubble fields between Cannon Falls and Northfield. And again, Thursday, Ray saw a field full of tundra swans near Prior Lake. And naturalists and teachers Art and Barb Straub report from the Sioux area, that this past week was the best they've ever had for observing tundra swans in stubble fields. Their largest flock was 300 and some that they saw. On Wednesday, Gail Weberdink saw 800 to 1,000 tundra swans in a field near Vermilion. Now, Vermilion is in Dakota County. So lots and lots of these tundra swans being seen. Oh, hey.
Yes.
Did you use your by the yard furniture as a snow gauge yesterday?
Well, I did, and it's cleared off already, as you know. That sun came around the backyard, and boy, there it was.
I just have to tell you, Russ Ritberger called me, and we'll do his report later on, but he said we had 6 inches of snow. They live along Bass Creek in Brooklyn Park, but 6 inches of snow. He said it fell right on their by the yard table. And he went out and measured it on the table.
Well, Jim and I love this furniture. It's not only a CCOland family-run business, but it's talk about a green company. I'm not talking about the color. I mean, they make this furniture, very substantial furniture. Jim and I mention that all the time. Out of recycled plastic milk jugs, they are now this weekend, Jim, and as you know, at the Home and Garden Show at the convention center.
Yes, saw their advertisement on television, heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of people that are looking at it.
Well, really now is the time to get there. Now, you can get the same deal. You don't have to go to the show if you can't make it. But again, it's this weekend and next weekend at the convention center. You're going to save hundreds, not only on the furniture, but on delivery as well. This is, by the yard, the only Minnesota manufacturer of maintenance-free outdoor furniture in Minnesota. There are a few knockoffs out there, so be careful. There's a huge difference. By the Yard is the best. Now, if you can't get to the show, as I mentioned, a lot of folks call after Jim's show. You can go to the showroom. Jim and I recommend you do that. A lot of great ideas there. Or online. That makes it easy. Buytheyard.net. Buytheyard.net. You're going to save there. Or here's that toll-free number folks use to call to get that catalog. 877-220-0448. 877-220-0448. Or Jim and I recommend head to the Home and Garden Show or down there on 169 at that beautiful showroom. Very
showroom.
Easy.
Yeah. Have two places where you can go see it. I saw some at Bachman's this
Yeah, that's right. They help out there too. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, what else do you have, Jim, in the next couple minutes or so?
Okay. Well, Russ and Sandy Ripberger live on the edge of Bass Creek, which is wide open. I'm sure there's some more ice on it today, but it was wide open. And they're the people that have, at Bass Creek right in Brooklyn Park, but they're the people that have 45 wood deck nesting boxes on a half-acre lot. And it's really neatly done. I've been in their yard. It's just so, as people would say, so cool. The first two wood ducks, it was a pair, male and female, arrived March 19th, and by yesterday, the number of wood ducks returning was up to 30. Now, Russ is feeding the wood ducks corn. He scatters corn out there for them. He said that on Wednesday, when the temperature reached 52 degrees, that was our warmest so far in 2018, the wood ducks were flying in and out of the nesting boxes, but they didn't Friday and Saturday. Interesting. When it got cooler and weather was threatening and so on, quit doing that. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report, of course, the Cannon River is open, and the fuzzy silver-gray pussy willow catkins, those are the fuzzy things, are out. So now pussy willow twigs can be cut and brought indoors for a touch of spring. These are native plants. They noticed an influx, that means an increase in numbers of dark-eyed juncos yesterday. And also yesterday, Ray and Marlene counted 25 different species of birds coming to their feeding station, including fox sparrows, many dark-eyed junk cardinals, mourning doves, and the first-of-the-year chipping sparrows. Tom Bovers and his wife Lisa, they're great birders from Faribault. This past week saw three different snowy owls near Nurstrand. I thought all the snowy owls had gone to the close to the Arctic already, but no, they're still around. So the last one they saw was Friday, March 30th. Yesterday was what he calls a fallout of migrants. A warm front in the very early morning may be what brought many migrating birds in, including his first-of-year common snipe, hermit thrushes, eastern phoebe, also many golden crown kinglets. Huge influx of dark-eyed juncos, American tree sparrows, song sparrows, fox sparrows. And because of the open water in the Cannon River running into Wells Lake and other spots there right in Faribault, there's so many migrating waterfowl, including canvasbacks, ringneck ducks, lesser scaup, three species of mergansers, northern shovelers, and, of course, many wood ducks. Mary Brislands from Lutzen reports seeing a great gray owl. That's our biggest owl that you can see right along the North Shore. Other people have reported seeing the great gray owl, too. In her yard, a dozen common red poles are coming to eat, including one hoary red pole. There's a rarer. And also at their feeding station, of course, the flying squirrels come each evening. And a bobcat also has been coming.
Wow, bobcat. Well, one more nature notes here. Tom, this came from Tom around Lake Marshall, watching a pair of eagles nesting on Lake Marshall, a small 200-acre lake in Lyon County. So thank you, Tom. Tom, for that.
Reliant County. Okay, way out west.
And a temp, 6 degrees, the texter says, in Corcoran. 6 degrees
in Corcoran.
We have to run, Jim. We wish you the happiest of Easter, you and your family.
You too. Happy Easter, and have a great week.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Jim. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning for Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO. We'll have a look at weather coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.